Well, it's a big show.
Biggest show coming to town this week, brought to us by the Granada Theater. You can go to GranadaTheater.com to check out their show listings. It's also brought to us by TexasDirectAuto.com. We have five candidates this week that will vie for the Biggest Show Coming to Town title. Let's run through the list, and then we're going to vote on which we think is the biggest. Candidate number one would be tonight at the Granada Theater, our sponsors. They welcome Five for Fighting.
Thank you.
You may remember their 2001 hit,
oh, yeah,
Superman.
Hit. I didn't mind them so much.
I can't stand to fly. I'm not that naive.
In a somewhat unique voice. Still does.
To find the better part of me. I'm more than a bird. I'm more than a plane.
You get Ribby songs.
My face beside a train, and it's not easy to be me. I wish that I could cry.
Don't overclap to it.
Vladimir John Andrasik.
What?
Is basically Five for Fighting.
Oh, it's just one guy.
Yeah. Hmm. And he's a big NHL fan. He's from California, fan of the LA Kings. And so he called his band, or basically himself, it's mainly him and a piano, calls himself Five for Fighting.
Funny.
All right, it's Candidate 1. Candidate 2, Biggest Show Coming to Town this week. Also tonight, this is at the American Airlines Center. It's a big doubleheader featuring Tears for Fears and Hall & Oates.
Man, I think this would be fun to go to. I like Tears for Fears, and I've become a huge Daryl Hall fan.
I've always loved Hall & Oates.
Yeah.
So Oates is still around.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, they get together and tour. He does have a great voice.
Yeah.
I know he's very cocky about his voice, but he has a great voice. And yeah, that live at Daryl's house is one of my favorite shows.
So he always seemed to me to be intolerable and a huge ego and all that. But you say on this show he comes across as great.
He's really great. I mean, sometimes you can see maybe his musical ego coming out a little bit. But
That's a big Daryl Hall musical ego coming out.
But he's insightful. He talks to his guest, and he knows a lot of them pretty well. Some he's just meeting for the first time, but they're an artist that he likes, and so he brings them on the show. It's a great show. And yeah, he can sing just about anything.
Mm-hmm.
He sings his hits, Hall & Oates hits, and then whoever the artist is on the show, their hits too. They'll swap verses. It's great.
And the young bands are always really geeked to do a Hall & Oates song.
Yeah, I mean, they think he's pretty much it.
They've got so many great songs.
Yeah.
Their number one hits include Rich Girl.
Great.
Kiss on My List, which I love that song.
I love that song, too.
Private Eyes, what we're listening to. I Can't Go for That.
No.
No Can Do.
No.
Man Eater. Out of Touch. And then they had other top five hits. Sarah Smile, which is a great song.
Too. Probably his best.
I think that is their best song, yeah. She's Gone.
Great.
Which is a great song. You Make My Dreams, which is a great song.
You Make My Dreams Come True.
One on One, which is okay. Family Man, okay. Say It Isn't So, great song.
Yep.
Made it to number two. Adult Education, which I always liked, was a number eight charter. Great songs. Okay, so I'm guessing Tears for Fears opens, then Hall & Oates?
Yeah.
Is that how they're working this?
I think so, yeah.
No.
I would mind seeing Tears for Fears.
Gordon's a big Roland Orzabal fan.
Everybody come to Ticket Stock.
This is a great song.
I
Why don't you like Roland Orzabal? Because he oversings.
Anybody who would allow themselves the name Roland Orzabal needs to be slapped. This one was the Curtis guy singing, right?
Oh, it was?
I think so.
The Curtis guy.
Yeah. It's a great song. I don't care who you are.
Everybody wants to rule the world.
Did you like Shout?
Yep. Let It All Out.
The best one, Sowing the Seeds of Love. That was a good one.
Yeah, that was a really good song.
See if you can find that there, Jer.
Especially when the horns come in at the end.
So Beatle inspired.
Yeah.
Very Beatles-ish.
Yeah.
Is that Roland Orzabal?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going.
Remember, Hammer
O'Hill.
All right, that's Candidate 2.
So in the seeds.
Candidate 3, biggest show coming to town this week. Thursday night at the House of Blues, Jimmy Vaughn.
Jimmy Eats Vaughn.
Jimmy Ray Vaughn, Stevie Ray Vaughn's brother. Actually, Jimmy Lawrence Vaughn.
Made all his own instruments.
No.
Stevie always said Jimmy was a better guitarist.
Just like Cooper Manning was the best of the Manning boys.
Well, Jimmy Vaughn actually was legendary in this town when Stevie was just his little brother.
So what
and Jimmy
happened?
Was known as the best guitarist in town at the time.
So why did Stevie get famous and Jimmy...
Because he had hits.
No, because Stevie kept practicing and got to be great.
So Stevie was better than Jimmy at playing guitar.
To me, it seems like Stevie being the front man is what did it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know that Jimmy ever sang too much.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know the history of the too well, but I recently did watch a documentary on Stevie. And I didn't know that he was... Everybody was like, oh, man, this is Jimmy's little brother. And then people were like, dang, he's getting pretty good.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's Candidate 3. Candidate 4, biggest show coming to town. Friday night at the American Airlines Center. Kendrick Lamar.
All's my life I has to fight. All's my life I hard times like yeah, bad trips like yeah. Nazareth, I'm f***ed up, homie. You f***ed up.
Oh,
God got us, then we gon' be alright. Right.
We gon' be alright. We gon' be alright.
Right.
We gon' be alright. Do you hear
right.
me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
Right.
We gon' be alright.
Right.
We gon' be alright.
Right. Let's go to this concert and you and I just do that. In the audience.
And when I wake up, I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. Bahamas, I be looking at you from the face down. One Mac 11, even boom with the face down. Skimming, and let me tell you about my life. Painkillers only put me in the
twilight.
That's
Candidate 4. And finally, Candidate 5, biggest show coming to town this week, Saturday at Starplex. Third Eye Blind.
Yes.
Nice.
Maybe the greatest song of the 90s right there.
Wow.
In my opinion.
That is a bold statement.
I always thought this was a great song.
That's teen
a
movie montage song.
So did Rocco.
Who?
Yeah, he used to work here.
Huh.
What?
You take the vodka drink. You take the vodka drink. Take the...
Kind of with you, Giorgio. It kind of is
it's a great song.
It's catchy.
Yeah.
Boy, everybody wore out this CD in high school.
Oh, I bet.
Dakota with the curves. Coming like a freak, so take the stage. We give them the games they play, so say,
I want something else. Get me through this semi-charm kind of life. Baby, I want something else.
I'm not listening
when you say.
Boy, Cormie hit that pitch too.
Here's where they start taking the vodka drink and taking the vodka drink.
No.
All right, let's vote. Biggest show coming to town this week. Is it candidate number one? Tonight at the Granada, five for fighting. Candidate two, tonight at the American Airlines Center, Tears for Fears and Hall & Oates. Candidate three, Thursday at the House of Blues, Jimmy Vaughn. Candidate four, Friday at the American Airlines Center, Kendrick Lamar. Or candidate five, Saturday at Starplex, Third Eye Blind, George.
I'm going to say Tears for Fears and Hall & Oates.
Gordo?
I'm going to say Jimmy Lee Vaughn.
I hate you so much.
Why?
Sean?
It's probably Kendrick Lamar, but I'm voting for Hall & Oates.
Yeah, Jer?
Oates and Hall.
Ooh. Fernando?
Kendrick Lamar.
Tears for Fears and Hall & Oates.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
Four votes to 1-1. Biggest show is tonight, AAC, Tears for Fears, Hall & Oates.